Congratulations! You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
We're back. This is the second attempt at recording this episode, and I have to say, I think it's going to be even better than the first recording that we did. That's right. Okay, Maysoon, let's get down to brass tacks. What the hell did we talk about the first time?
I don't fucking know, dude. I went to a couple shows. I know that.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay,
I went to a couple shows last weekend.
You were afraid of getting COVID in the empty video room.
That's true.
McAvoy.
McAvoy.
Okay.
Well, so here's the thing. McAvoy has a screening room, and it's a beautiful screening room. It's perfectly set up for sound and video. It's great. But the thing is, and typically pre-COVID, I'm all for sitting for a long time and watching video. I like that. Doesn't bother me. I'm super into it. But now with COVID, and even in our post and still current COVID state, even though I'm the only one in the gallery and I'm wearing a mask and it's just the gallery attendant at the very front desk at the farthest end of the building from where I am, I'm
who
still
only
just like,
comes to work and then goes into a hole in the floor and lives underneath
that.
The gallery
sure about
in
all
perfect
that.
Isolation.
I couldn't sit. I sat for like part of a video. And, you know, I'm sorry, filmmakers. I really do want to see your whole video. I do wish that McAvoy made them the video programs available online. And I'm sure they have a reason not to.
Well, but then anyone
totally
can
fine.
Rip the video. Anyone could rip the video.
There's the
and
reason
just
not
be
to.
Showing it at their bootleg gallery
right.
in Evanston, Illinois.
Which I don't condone. I don't believe in that. But I'm sure I'm not the only one missing out. You know what I mean? And we're all just too bad. Like, I'm just being a dummy for not going and sitting for an hour to watch all whatever five or six videos that are on view there. But that series.
Yeah, but you could feel the particles tickling your glands.
That series of videos is called Hearing Aids, and it is on view through December 4th, and it's guest curated by Allison O'Daniel. And it's a presentation of short films and videos that consider a new sensory sensitivity to our surroundings. And the video I watched was gorgeous. If you are unlike me and raring to go sit in an empty video space at a very nice gallery, you should go, because I think the videos are really worth watching.
I heard that Doogie Howser actor Neil Patrick Harris rubs Neosporin on his nostrils before he goes on an airplane.
What the fuck is that supposed to do?
Keep the bad stuff out. Although I think it's antibacterial and not antiviral, so I don't think that's going to do it for you.
No, that's weird.
You got to load up on your horse.
That guy
warmer.
Isn't actually a doctor. Isn't actually
he
a
sure
boy
isn't
genius
Maysoon.
Doctor.
You heard it here first. Also, Maysoon, another thing we mentioned in our last pass at this episode was that you saw Chris Grunder.
Yeah.
While you were at Minnesota Street.
Well, so here's the deal. I went to Minnesota Street Projects because I was like, okay, you can hit a bunch of galleries all at once. And they were all in between installations. So basically, I just saw the work that was in the atrium. So all the galleries, I think most of the galleries were closed. So it was sort of like a, oops, okay, well, I guess I did that. I didn't plan very well. And as I was on the second floor walking down the hall on my way out, I walked past Bass and Reiner and Chris was in there painting. And I looked over and did like an awkward kind of like, I tried to smile with my eyes, but I was wearing a mask. So it's like,
smize.
Who knows?
You've got to be smizing, Maysoon.
The smizing center. We should have a workshop on smizing, Kate.
Yeah, big time.
Anyhow, I tried to smize because I was trying to be friendly, even though I was there when he was probably like, what are you doing here? All the galleries are closed.
But you didn't say, hey, hi, how are you?
I didn't say, hey, hi, how are you? Nope, sure didn't. And most of that is because...
Are you a little weird goblin?
And I mostly assumed that he would not know who I was. And so
I'm
definitely
a freakish goblin out in the
streets. I'm just like, I'm out of here. I was like, hello, I'm friendly, but I'm weird. Goodbye.
Wow.
And then you were like, he most certainly knows us or knows me. I'm like, I don't know if he does. I feel like I've really only met him in person a couple of times. You know what I mean? Like, he might not know who the hell I am.
No, he definitely knows you. He knows you. He knows everyone.
He knows
everyone. I got to say, there's been loads of times where I introduce myself to someone who I have known for years because I think they forgot who I am.
Right.
So we're all little weird goblins, especially now that we've been in our holes, our goblin holes.
Yeah, I think that's impressive that you do that, because sometimes I go in the very, it depends on my mood and how goblin-y I'm feeling, but I'll either just go full in and be like, hey, how's it going, blah, 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 just like chatterbox away. Or I'll go in the full opposite.
I do that too.
Where I just completely ignore the person or like leave. I'm like, I just can't. I can't do it.
Oh, yeah. I love to leave. That's a treasure.
Leaving is really, really like a classic, terrible move. Do we know other people who do that?
That's our Irish heritage. It's our Irish heritage.
Is it? It must be.
Oh, yeah.
Do other people do that that you know, or are we mostly the ones doing it?
I think that's an Irish and art world tradition. Another thing that we mentioned, because you went to Minnesota Street, Casemarker is going to have an opening soon of Lindsay White's photography. Yeah. Some new photographs and such coming into view by Lindsay White.
And
the title of that show is, of course, as you all know, because you're paying close attention and would never not be paying attention to important events happening in the
Get
Bay
to
Area
it, Kate.
Art
Get
scene.
To it. round back.
And it's going to be called How to Get on Cable Television. And that's, of course, at Casemarker Kirby from September 17th through October 30th. And the opening reception will be 5 to 7 Friday, September 17th. We'll be little creeping goblins all over each other.
I'm going to go afterwards. I'm just not going. Okay, wait. And remember we had a conversation about Kate, you are in one of the photographs. And we had to discuss, I was asking you about whether or not it was, if you considered it a portrait or if it was just, you just happened to be in the photo.
Oh, right.
Right. So we're talking about everyone, like, whether or not it's
we
a
couldn't really come to a conclusion on that. So listeners, go to the show whenever you feel comfortable and take a look and let us know if you think that the picture of me, and now won't it be funny if the picture that I'm in doesn't make it into the show?
Everyone's going to be like, where's Kate, Lindsay? That's going to be sweet. Please don't ask Kate. Please don't ask Lindsay where the photo of Kate is.
You just have to either give it up or just forget about it. But if it is in there and you do see it, let us know if you think it's a portrait. Give us a call, 419-351-6606. You can tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast, or you can send us an email, congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. I also want to take this moment to thank our two donors.
Whoa.
We have two benefactors now, Maysoon.
Killer.
And we, of course, have our number one first ever recurring donor, Jim Prosser.
Yay, Jim.
And we thank you as always. And, of course, our new donor who would wish to remain anonymous.
Okay, well, thank you. That's very nice.
So thank you, and shout out to Anonymous. Yes.
I also saw
such a prolific person in the arts, Anonymous, responsible for so many poems and paintings, textiles, donations. Anonymous.
Really? Are you
They're
trying
everywhere
to...
and nowhere.
I thought you were really revealing who they were, but then I realized what you were doing. You were being clever. I was like, wow, Anonymous is really involved. That's great. I also saw the show at Slash. Which is right over there.
Curated,
by McAvoy.
Oh, that was the other thing. Curated by Sam Vernon.
Really beautiful. Hold on.
Salute you.
Really beautiful show. Hold on, Kate. I know you're excited.
Go ahead.
It's a beautiful show curated by Sam Vernon. It's up through October 2nd. You don't need to make a reservation to go in. You do need to wear a mask. Please go see this show. It's really, really incredible. Incredible work.
Who are some of the artists in there? Is Ricky Dwyer?
Ricky Dwyer is in the show. Sydney Kane is in the show. We got Hannah Waiters and Narges Pourhassadegui, which I may be saying that name terribly, and I apologize in advance or in current.
That was in retrospect.
I apologize. We got Hung Lun Chen, Charles Lee, and Gregory Rick are the artists in that show.
Go see it.
And then
go see it while you can.
You were saying in regards to Sam Vernon.
Okay, so that brings us to Sam Vernon, who has left the Bay Area, so is now out there in upstate New York, I think teaching at Bard College.
So great.
Which brings us to our segment, Goodbye from the Bay Area, people who have moved away. Okay, Sam, and play the music, Mason.
We're playing the music. And,
want to say a happy trails to Sam Vernon, also to KRM Mooney. I think both of them went to New York. Wow. I think somewhere east, I guess. Kind of got to go east from here if you're staying in the continental United States.
That's true, for the most part.
Right?
Yeah, for the most part.
I mean, unless you're on like the Olympic Islands, right, on Washington. I bet those are west of us, right?
Probably. Because doesn't a continent kind of veer west up north?
Okay, wait, I'm getting off track. Okay, who else left? Eli Thorne. I think we already said a happy trails to you, but happy trails again, and yep. Good luck down in Southern California. Also, a good happy Southern California farewell to Conrad Guevara.
Oh, yeah, Conrad.
We hope you're having a great time down there in sunny Los Angeles. And
we also shouted
I'm sure
out
there's so many more.
John Hirson, who I think moved over a year ago, so maybe not so new.
Yeah, John Hirson's been gone forever, but another goodbye to John Hirson. Will Rogan is gone.
Thea, my good friend and art teacher, professor, moved to the East Coast as well.
Yeah.
And who else? Lots of people.
My neighbor
nonstop.
From two doors down, Allison, moved to Santa Fe about 2 to 3 years ago.
All right, if you're planning a move anytime soon, we can maybe...
Let us know.
We can try to do a proper shout-out.
Tell us. Oh, Sabelle Lyle moved to L.A. But I think we already said goodbye to Sabelle. Okay, so good luck to everyone. And we want to go ahead and let everybody know that there is a new something happening at the Wattis.
Oh. It's not open yet, though, right? When does that open?
It's coming out on September 14th. Okay. Brooklyn-based artist Maya Cruz Palillo, I hope I'm saying your name right, and I apologize in retrospect if I just mess that up, and curated by Kim Nguyen. The exhibition features work inspired by historic Filipina stories, portraits and images fused with Palillo's memories and family stories.
Hold on.
The opening reception will be Tuesday, September 14th from 4 to 8. And the artist will be there, as well as the curator, to give an exhibition tour at 5:30. Be sure to wear your snork mask, your narwhal mask, that has a little pipe that comes out of the top of the head and blows back all your respiratory droplets on the person behind you.
Is that actually in the press release?
No, it doesn't.
What the fuck?
No, okay. No.
I'm like, wait, what? Excuse me, everyone.
But there is a narwhal mask. I'll put a picture of that in the underworld. I'm very interested in this narwhal mask. It makes you look like a snork. Do you remember the cartoon Snorks?
No. Yes, no. Can you?
It was kind of a ripoff of the Smurfs. They were underwater Smurfs.
You? Oh, weird. Can you pronounce this like you may have pronounced one of the words slightly oddly, and I just wanted to make sure you were aware of that.
Filipiniana.
Is that really how that's spelled?
Yeah, like Americana.
Okay, thank you.
Or like Canadiana. Okay, Bass and Reiner has a show opening on September 10th. Hopefully this episode will come out before then, God willing. And that show is called 536 VE. There's going to be a reception on the 10th from 5 to 7. And it is new works by Coco Klockner and Jordan Lepke Kolesnik. They're not giving me how long it's running for. Making me click a link here, Bass and Reiner. How dare you? It goes till November 5th. Looks like some interesting work, if you ask me. Jack Fisher's got to show up, as usual. 500 Cap Street has something happening. Light Repair with Rico Duenas. That is September 4th through 25th. That's a short run. And it opened on Saturday. You can get in there.
This one sounded interesting. It is a new an electrician who's doing something with the lighting in the space. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah,
it sounds pretty cool.
A new exhibition featuring artist and union trade electrician Rico Duenas. We've created mediations around the house, honoring the transformational power of light in a space and highlighting the valuable capacity of an artist's hand to rectify a situation with a simple act like repair. Now, I want to become an electrician.
Do you really?
Can anybody train me to do that? Does anybody want to take me on as an apprentice? Do we have any electricians that listen to the show? Or any skilled tradesperson like that? I'm willing to learn. I'm willing to devote time. And I have been lifting weights since I was at Maysoon's house watching her cats for a while.
Were you using some of the 5-pounders?
Some of those 10-pounders. And now I got my own 15-pound free weights. And I'm doing all the different ones. Curls, bench press, whatever you want. I'm doing it all. So I'm ready to lift. I'm in peak condition here, people. So...
You're also learning and practicing archer, so you're really working on your arm strength right now, aren't you?
That's right, exactly.
Do you want to tell us a little about your archery stuff?
No.
Okay, not related. I was just looking at...
I do have one public service announcement.
Okay. Where elbow guards?
If you're doing archery and you're going out to the outdoor archery range at Golden Gate Park, you got to remember your safety guidelines here.
Yeah.
Okay, you got to be yelling clear before you start taking your first shot. You got to be yelling clear before you go and fetch your arrows. Don't be walking around if people are shooting arrows.
And also,
friggin' knuckleheads.
What I really loved when you were describing this to me is that everyone goes together. So when you're going to get your arrows, you wait until everyone's done shooting their arrows. You all say clear.
Duh.
And you walk together.
Hello.
That is the coolest thing ever.
Hand in hand. Each holding hands.
No, you don't hold hands.
In a beautiful daisy chain.
What are you shooting? What's the target? Is it like a piece of wood? Is it like a stuffed sack? Like, what is it?
It's paper or sometimes burlap. In Orinda, there's an outdoor range where the targets are like printed on burlap. Mm-hmm. But then the actual thing that they're attached to is like basically a big freaky makeshift structure that's like stuffed up with carpet pieces.
Oh, whoa, crazy.
Yeah, but there's all different kinds of material. At an indoor range, it's all this like dense foam.
Things that the arrow won't go through to the other side probably.
Exactly. Yeah, it's really thick.
There are a bunch of shows coming up, right? There was the fall arts preview that KQED put out. Recently,
put a link to that in the underworld.
One show I'm looking forward to is the Carrie Mae Weems show at Frankel Gallery. Looking forward to that one. You got any other shows you're looking forward to?
Okay, there is a show coming up here on September 18th at Southern Exposure, Monolith. It is a group exhibition curated by Ricky Dwyer.
Oh, sweet.
Play the music.
We're playing the music.
Okay, and so let me tell you about this. Monolith is a group exhibition curated by SOEX curatorial council member and artist Ricky Dwyer. The five artists in this show work across a spectrum of genres while accessing the autobiographical as raw matter. Working within a world which flattens and exploits personal narrative, these artists individually acknowledge the complexities of their lived experience, invest rich material practices in self-determination, and collectively construct a moment of bold relief. And I thought that the graphic for this, you know, SOEX always has these graphics for their shows and all their things. They get a good graphic designer in, you know?
Yeah, have a good one right
and
now.
It's like the word monolith is like it looks like it's being reflected in water, and there's like a grid kind of breaking everything up. It's looking real good, great typeface here. I'm already having a fantastic viewing experience, and I haven't even made it to the show yet. So go check that out September 18th through October 16th. And they are open 12 to 6 Tuesday through Saturday.
We should also tell listeners to go visit the Berkeley Arts Center. They have a couple good shows open right now. David Huffman, Afro Hippie, is open right now through October 16th. And also a friend of the show, Kathy Liu, Customs Declaration. I believe her work is a big outdoor installation, installation at the Berkeley Arts Center. That is up through September 15th.
Get out there. It's time.
You gotta go right away. It's only one more week. Make sure to get there.
Run. Yeah, hurry. Motherfucker.
Run. Come on now.
What else?
I was thinking about Root Division. Just sort of like, haven't really heard much about
them. They've been doing all their things. They're having their auctions and fundraisers and whatnot.
They're doing all their shows, all their huge. Okay, cool. It looks like they have an auction coming up in October. That's awesome. Everyone keep your ears and eyes peeled for that one. And, oh, I see. Right now they have their Introductions 2021. So it's their annual juried show.
There you go. Right, see?
That's always a fun thing.
And they got some real good ones in there. Some good artists. Mm-hmm. I forgot to mention, I went to the library.
Oh, my goodness.
In my whole life. I wanted to know what all the fuss was about. No, for the first time since the viro. Yeah.
Since COVID.
I fucking love it. I love the motherfucking library. Gosh, I went to the Oakland, the big downtown Oakland Metropolitan Library, and it's still standing tall. Still as good as I remembered.
And are they... Yep. They're having regular hours, all services available, that kind of thing, like fully open.
As it gets.
Great. What's the collection like? Do they have a lot of, do you feel like they have a pretty good selection when you're looking
they
for specific topics?
They absolutely do. And of course, if
things,
there's something that's
matter?
In the greater area in the whole Oakland world, I forget if they do cross library.
They can get it for you.
Lending. They probably do, like, but then again, you loans, can just go on over to San Francisco or Berkeley and get another library card. There, I have a San Francisco library card. Pretty sure I have some outstanding
fines. What if there's like a loan program between like the public library and the different universities?
That too. That one might be a little tougher because those universities love to hoard all their resources. But anyhow, my point is they have a great collection. They've got a huge collection of art books. They have a huge collection of graphic novels and comic books and stuff. Great poetry collection, travel books. You name it, they got it. Okay, maybe not
That's
every
great.
Single
so
thing,
shout
but
out to the
they'll
library.
Help you
I'm
out.
Into that.
Whatever you're looking for, they're going to hook you up. So support your local library. They got audio books, videos, CDs, CD-ROMs. Laserdisc.
Do they have more, like, you know, the SFPL, the main branch, has a lot of like additional services. Like, I think they have like a clothing rental program. If you're, you know, low income and interviewing for a job, like you can go rent, like get a, like borrow a suit.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I know they have a lot of other services and stuff, workshops and stuff going on at the library. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what you want to check. Yeah. I know also they have, like, if you get on their website, there's some museums and, like, attractions that you can get free tickets to with your library card. Like, when the Oakland, you can get into the Oakland Museum for free if you go on the Oakland Public Library. You could get this thing called, like, a Go Pass or something like that. I think maybe
amazing.
Young Museum you can get into.
I also want to give a quick shout out to, or just a quick, head, not whatever you want to call it, Counterpulse. Counterpulse is having their festival September 9th through 18th. So that starts on Thursday, goes for just over a week, and there's going to be all sorts of performances. I believe friend of the show, Zulfikar Ali Bhutto, is doing a performance on Friday, September 10th, as their performer named Faluda Islam.
Who's looking hot as all get out on Instagram.
I know, the publicity images are really incredible. So I'm excited to check out some of these performances. Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Get back in.
God, one of the sad things, obviously not anywhere near the saddest thing, but one of the much lower level sad things about the pandemic was that Katie and I got season tickets to the Shotgun Players, the theater company that has a theater space in Berkeley. We got season tickets to that. Sure enough, 5 seconds later, everything's canceled. Okay, Maysoon, ready for our new segment?
Sure, always ready for a new segment.
Okay, this new segment is called The Birds of Lake Merritt. For my birthday, I was given the book Birds of Lake Merritt by Alex Harris. And so I think every week we should learn about a new bird.
Okay, and this is related to the arts.
This book is very artistic. It has some lovely watercolors. Oh, and it has a blurb on the back by Jenny O'Dell.
Really?
Go ahead and get it. It's available from Heyday Books. That's HEYDAYBOOKS.
And they are local, so there we go. That's our local. That's our Bay Area arts right there.
Writing is an art, Maysoon.
I'm just saying, you always question me whenever I bring up weird shit, so
just no, if it was birds, I'd be all about it. Okay, look here. Night herons are the most abundant of the five types of herons at Lake Merritt. They can be found year-round all over the area surrounding the Rotary Nature Center, islands, and duck pond, in the trees, in the water, on fences, anywhere and everywhere. They also roost and stride throughout the neighborhood surrounding Lake Merritt. Now, I can tell you from personal experience, because there is this gigantic ficus tree across the street from my studio where night herons and snowy egrets roost. Especially in like spring and summertime, I feel like I see them the most because I guess they're mating or having babies. I don't know what the fuck they're doing up there, but they're loud as hell and they make the most bizarre noise. They sound like, you know, those little toys when you're a kid where you tip it over and it makes a cow sound. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, of course.
Those weird little like sound boxes.
Support the night herons and all the birds that roost in the trees and just absolutely shit constantly.
And the night herons are those the white herons?
Their back is blue and gray. Did I say that?
You said that correctly.
They're actually called the black-crowned night heron. That's the one you'll see. And they look all hunched over like a little gremlin. Okay,
cool.
They look all funny. I believe Jenny O'Dell refers to them as footballs. And their length is about 23 to 26 inches. And their Latin name is Nycticorax nycticorax.
Okay. You're doing pretty good, Kate.
Okay, well, that's all I got. Now time to unveil your new segment.
Oh, wait, sorry. Can I just go back and quickly say that Zylfie's performance at Counterpulse is actually a film? It's a film. Anyhow, you can leave it or not.
Play the song, Maysoon.
Playing the song. What's the song for?
Stop the song.
We're stopping the song.
Okay, Maysoon, what else you got?
Oh, we do.
Well, what about the big feminist art show at the BAM PFA?
What is that one called? I don't have it up. Hold on one second.
It's called Feminists on Feminism.
No, it's not. Is it really?
It's called Lady Talk.
New Time Art and Feminisms in the 21st Century, or as Kate likes to say, what did you say? Feminists on Feminism? Lady Talk. Feminists on Feminism. Sorry. No, seriously. It's a looks like an incredible show. It has over 150 artworks by more than 75 Nikki artists Green. And collectives, which is huge and tremendous. And I believe this is Apsara's last exhibition at the Brick Art Museum before she moves on to her new gig, which I cannot remember.
Who's getting that job, Maysoon?
I'm sure I can.
They haven't hired anyone?
I don't think so. I can think of people who will apply for that job. I don't know who will get
What's Apsara going to go
to? I forget. She did announce it.
In conjunction with this show, there is going to be a conversation between Judith Butler and Mel Y. Chin, professors at UC Berkeley. They are going to discuss shifting challenges for women and racialized queer, trans, and disabled communities. Queer and crip time, differing valuations of productivity, and the transformations of regimes and cultures of care in the pandemic. That actually sounds
cool. That does sound really great. Just to go back to your question of where Apsara is going, she is going to be the new senior curator of contemporary art at the Nevada Museum of Art in Reno.
Reno! Yeah. I wonder what the housing prices are in Reno. I bet much cheaper
Probably
than here.
Probably cheaper than here.
Also at the Berkeley Art Museum, in conjunction with this show, is going to be a risograph workshop on October 10th at 1 p.m. Learn the process of risograph printing in the BAM PFA Art Lab. That sounds like a fun family affair.
Who's teaching that workshop? just someone on?
That is a great question. And as you know, and I know, there is no one listed.
Hey, is the art book fair happening this year?
The art book fair, it was announced that this year, unlike some years.
I thought it was happening.
In San Francisco, which is where the San Francisco art book fair does occur in the city of San Francisco. Unlike many things that are happening in the Bay Area,
it actually does.
I feel like I'm really getting good at stretching for time. The next SF Art Book Fair is actually going to occur on July 15th through 17th of 2022.
Okay, so.
Now, this gives you plenty of time to make your art books. Do you think that they are going to give me a table? Do I need to apply for
I think you
for
probably
one?
Need to apply for a table, or maybe you can like glom on with another publisher or table.
That's true.
It's Kate, not you saying... have a new book. You have a new art book by you, Kate and Katie.
Not yet. It's coming out.
When
it's
is it out?
It's not
when?
Done yet. It's not when? Printed yet.
And speaking of books, I want to give a quick shout out to et al. For doing another amazing thing
they
where they just opened
now.
Et al. Books. It's out of their mission location. It's in the back of the gallery, and it looks...
It's huge.
It looks huge. It looks amazing. But I think they have, you know, incredible limited edition kind of art books and certainly fiction. All kinds of things.
Things you could never expect.
Rare things. Those guys are rare book collectors. So I'm excited to go see their collection.
They're like little dozers from Fraggle Rock building their empire of books.
It's amazing. Yeah. I'm really excited for them. It's perfect. It's just perfect for those two.
Man, you really should check out the SF Art Book Fair's website. That is sfartbookfair.com. They've got all kinds of editions for sale. They've got all kinds of different stuff on here. You can support the book fair and make sure it really, truly does happen in July.
Yeah. You make sure it happens.
By going over there and giving them a little bit of money for some nice products here.
What else do we have?
Sadie Barnett still has those Change Everything enamel pins.
Oh, cool. Change Everything.
Sadie Barnett's still here in the Bay Area,
still
correct?
In the Bay Area, yes. I believe.
You got Alicia McCarthy prints, Will Rogan prints, Coax got some stuff.
Is Coax still in the Bay Area?
Looking phenomenal. Coax still in the
Coax
Bay Area.
Still here.
Thank God. Thank God. Whew, God. Play the song anyway.
For playing the song.
Okay, Maysoon, okay, let's not talk about the virus. I was going to go into
Let's just not.
Okay, it's time now for you to premiere your new segment.
Wait, didn't I already do it? What did I do?
I don't remember any new segment from you.
Gosh, I don't have anything new. All I'm doing is studying Arabic all day long.
Okay, Maysoon, here's another new segment that I'm going to introduce. Okay, ready? This one's called Guess the Price of the House.
Oh, God, come on.
Okay, Maysoon, here is a sweet little gray house. It's very boxy looking. And it is a two-bedroom, two-bathroom, 1,400-square-foot house. It is at 476 Hickory Street in San Francisco. And let me tell you, that is Hayes Valley. It is a single-family home with eclectic charm on an intimate street in the heart of this vibrant neighborhood.
Is it?
I hate Hayes Valley. I think it's like my least favorite neighborhood.
Is it a fixer-upper or has it already been remodeled?
It's looking ready for move-in.
Is there a backyard?
And let me tell you, it was built in 1900. Mm-hmm. The lot size is 901 square feet.
The lot size?
It does seem to have no discernible backyard that I can decipher. It does have a little back balcony deck thing off the back.
I'm going to go for 1.4.
It has central heating.
1.3.
And the price of that house is $1.695 million for 1,400 square feet in Hayes Valley. Now, Maysoon, can we just do one in Omaha?
Yes, we can.
Okay, here we go. Here is a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom, 1,189 square foot house.
Okay.
On Hickory Street.
What?
Once again, Hickory Street.
Very cool.
Can you believe that?
I love that.
In Omaha, Nebraska.
I'm going to say...
This is a recently remodeled home. 2 bedrooms on the main floor, 3rd bedroom in the attic.
Okay.
Brand new kitchen cabinets, flooring, all present appliances to stay.
Gosh, I want to say between 3 and 5.
And this house was built in 1912, and it has central air for cooling and 4-stair natural gas for heating.
Is there a
it
yard?
It is a single-family residence. The lot size is 4,200 square feet.
So about
and I would call that a modest, but still, compared to the other place, generous yard.
Okay. Now,
let me let everyone know that Omaha does get a distinct amount of sunlight, and the sun number for this house is 87.07.
87.07. Okay.
And so I'm going to ask you, Mason Waswas, how much is this house?
You know, I don't know much about Omaha, but I do know that it's a city in Nebraska. I do know that there has been a huge influx into other parts of the country from all of us city dwellers trying to find more space during the pandy. So I...
The pandy.
I want to say between 300 and 500. To be honest for that.
You're saying between $300,000 and $500,000?
I am. Is that too big of a range? Should I just give you...
No, that's a fine range. Okay. Because you're absolutely wrong. It is $159,900.
Wow. Wow.
Uh-huh.
And it's like a nice house.
Oh, it's a great-looking house.
100?
Although it does have that flip floor. You know that fake wood?
Ugh.
Floor. It's like on every flip house has this light gray.
Oh, I hate that shit.
Fake flooring.
Ugh.
But it's on every house. Every house that's been remodeled
to me,
that's
a detractor. I'm like, that's $100,000 off right there because I have to redo the floors now, obviously.
Yeah, because you got to and that's brand new floor that you're just throwing
out. But that's like vinyl wood flooring. It's so shitty. It's hideous.
Yeah, but I feel like it's fine. The vinyl doesn't bother me. It's the look of it that bothers me.
I don't want a vinyl flooring.
Okay, Mason, and that was another round of Guess the Price of the House.
Damn.
Is that what I said the first time? Guess the house price.
Something like that. Shit, that's a huge. I can't believe how cheap that is.
Yep.
Is there anywhere
in
California that's even that much? That's $150,000? No, right?
Fresno has all kinds on that price range.
Okay, Fresno.
Okay, we can't be saying this. We're not helping people gentrify Fresno. Okay, Mason, and that means we are ready for your new segment premiering today.
Okay.
Mason would like now to premiere her new segment, which is called Does Mason Know About It?
What?
Okay, Mason.
Is this about TikTok?
Mason, have you ever played or known anything about the video game series, The Sims?
No, that's right. The Sims.
Mason has never played The Sims. You don't know what it consists of.
I have never even heard of it
until
you brought it up.
What happens?
Never.
You don't know that the language that Sims speak is called Simlish.
I know nothing about The Sims.
Okay,
right.
So if you have something that you think Mason may or may not know about, send it to us. Go ahead, give us a call, 419-351-6606.
Oh,
you can tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast, or you can, leave a comment on our website. You know, you might have to get through all the people trying to sell us fake Viagra, but... If you go to congratulationspinetree.com, you can leave a comment right below this episode. Okay, let's just do one more, Mason.
Okay,
ready?
Yeah.
Okay, Mason, have you ever heard of Tom of Finland?
Tom's of Finland?
Tom. Tom of Finland.
Yes. Yes, I have.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
And what would that be?
Tom of Finland Foundation.
Tom of Finland. Who or what is that?
Wasn't Tom...
Are you looking it up?
No, not at all. Wasn't Tom an artist from Finland?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Known for,
I want to say like homoerotic art?
Yes. Did you look it up?
No. I knew it.
Like, what kind of homoerotic art? Can you describe it in graphic detail?
It looks like, did he draw, was he mostly an illustrator, or use like charcoal? Was it mostly black and white images? Wow. I don't know. Of men, like kind of beefy stud dudes.
Yes.
Right?
Okay, you nailed it, Maysoon.
Leather jackets, maybe, tight pants.
Maysoon,
bulging,
I'm
bulging
playing
pants.
The song. And
front bulge and back bulge.
Okay, well, did you look it up?
No.
Okay, good. Did you?
No.
Okay, good. Okay, well, this has been another episode of Congratulations Pine Tree. We're back on track. Maysoon, can we make our solemn commitment right now that we are going to fully come back full force?
We're going to come
large
back.
And in charge.
We're going to have a million extra segments. I'm going to be prepared. Are we? Yes.
Thousands of segments. New segments every
week. Let's do new segments every week. I'm into it. We're going to try to start interviewing
again. Okay, but I'm keeping the bird segment because at least this one, as long as I keep the book nearby me, I'll always have a new bird
That's
to introduce.
Perfect. I love it. It's going to be good.
Okay, well, Maysoon, the birds will be flying from the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been
Congratulations Pine Tree.